This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, gardeners. Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. I'm your host, Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son. I'm going to be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time to answer all your gardening questions. So feel free, give us a call. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, that phone number here is 855-660-4261. And about 4 hours of some great information for you to deal with your garden and how you can work on it, how you can get, be successful there. We're in the middle of a heat wave again. We had a couple days, where the weather kind of agreed with us. The humidity wasn't as bad, but tomorrow's going to be a real bad day. Just already looking at 97 with humidity, that's going to make it feel like it's over 100. So get ready for that. Hopefully there'll be lots of air conditioning in your future. We're going to be warm for the next couple days, and all of you who still have those water bans, or some towns out there that are every other week you can water, or every other couple days, something along those lines, take advantage when you can. Should always be looking to water early morning, get things watered and taken care of. And get out there early if you can, right? That's the best way. It's the cooler part of the day. It also allows the plants to absorb that water the right way, not allow pathogens in during the night, and helps it during that day so that it doesn't flag, or the leaves start to, fall over. You want the plants to be having that absorption of water early, so that they'll be taken care of. I constantly say it, but it could be some of your established plants. Like I said a million times so far, my hydrangeas still need water on days like this when it's been drought or hot days. It's just no matter what you do, they've been there for a number of years. You still gotta water them. Still take care of them. So, that's what happens when we get a lot of heat. We're far behind on water when it comes to drought. But we had some thunderstorms here and there. Had some heavy rain, downpour. Kind of seems like it's, sticking with us, the water, because it's the ground is so hard that the water is just sitting. But we're still in that drought period. So, we talk about it so many different times, but I feel like it's very important to just continue with it. But you'll hear some of the commercials we have about for soil moist. And if you haven't used it at this point, go ahead and try to use it. Looking for your containers. You can even use it in the garden beds all over the place. to really take care of some of the watering that you haven't been able to get to. There's also, for some of your bigger trees that you may have, maybe you put a couple trees in this year, take a look at tree gators and the tree gator junior. They have some different varieties. They might just call them tree bags. But there's a few out there. One is a green bag that if you have a, well, let's call it like a maple tree or an oak tree, it's basically a bag that goes over the bottom part of the trunk and you fill with water. And it slowly seeps out into the soil. Takes a, you know, could take a few days. Heat like this, it might actually go a little bit quicker, but it's a slower watering. It's kind of what we talk about all the time when we talk about how I recommend watering, that deep soakings. It's the same, really the same thing. Because it slowly seeps into the plant. Now, so they have that one that's a bag. It's usually green that goes up the trunk a little bit. Then they have this one, the Tree Gator Junior, where it's like a round disc. And you fill it with water, it goes around the base of the plant. It's brown, so it almost looks like it should be like mulch. So it kind of fades away, because we all know when you're trying to make a landscape look great, a giant green bag in the yard might not look the best, right? So they have this, that Tree Gator Junior, and they put around the base of the plant that you fill with water, and that seeps in slowly too. So some cool ideas to just help reduce the amount of watering you do. That way you're not worrying about getting out there all the time, taking care of it all the time. You have that backup system, right? You have something going on. So definitely with new plants, but even some established plants that you have some issue that you've noticed have flagged or definitely need water, take a look at it. At something along these lines, because it's definitely, again, there's a Tree Gator watering bag. There's so many different varieties of it, but Tree Gator is one that I've always known myself. You can now get them pretty much everywhere, but a lot of times I've had these at local garden centers. Definitely helps with everything. So take a look at it. You can go online, look at treegator.com to get some information about it. But it's definitely pretty good stuff to help you water during the season. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, that phone number here is 855-660-4261. You know, I'm sure a lot of you have some nice looking vegetable gardens going on, and you've been working your hardest to get them to be successful. You know, if you you know, looking at your tomatoes and they're, you know, you still have tons of leaves on them, I definitely recommend, you know, trying to thin out some of the lower leaves at this point on the tomato plants, just to try and allow some of that airflow to go through. It's going to help the plant survive any of, you know, heavy downpours and then this humidity afterwards, keep the fungus away. You know, try to look at it and say, all right, what can I do to be preventative? You know, we talk all the time about the integrated pest management. That's kind of what it is. You know, preventative type maintenance. You know, a lot of people will talk about the preventative type maintenance when it comes to vehicles. You know, you get an oil change every 3 months or 3,000, 5,000 miles as a preventative maintenance type thing, so it doesn't make the vehicle worse. We're doing that in the garden here. We're looking at some things and saying, what can we do? And, you know, looking at the tomatoes, looking at the squash, looking at the peppers, a lot, taking some of those leaves out to thin it out just a bit to allow your plants to breathe a little bit more, allow them to really grow. last week we had a few calls when it came to blossom end rot with tomatoes. You know, at this point, you know, not a lot you can do for the season. There is some, you know, some blossom end rot spray from Bonide that you can use to help any of the plant, add some calcium to it. It's definitely something to look to do for next season, adding calcium to the soil. But definitely taking a look at the soil, seeing what you can do. You know, is it pH? Are there certain elements you need to do? So this would be the perfect time to get a soil sample done for next season. And you've probably really enjoyed being out in the garden this year. You've had so much extra time, and we don't know when that extra time at home is going to end. And so why not get ahead of it for next season? Get some soil samples done now so you can take a look. You can go to Natural Alternatives. They have a great one. You can go to your local UMass Extension, Penn State, Vermont, New Hampshire. All of them do it. But get ahead for next year so that we can get ahead of some of that blossom end rot for next year. But as our friend Daryl called in last week and made that comment, you know, you can still use them for sauce. Some of you out there might call it gravy with those tomatoes. Yeah, but just clean them up. Get rid of that blossom end there. Anyways, give us a call here, 855-660-4261. We'll take a break. Back in a few.
How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe has an organic weed and grass killer. No more Roundup. Organic disease control. Organic insecticide. Organic mold and mildew. BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash. And all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com. Call 860-290-8890. BioSafe.
If you like the garden and want to learn more about the flowering and foliage houseplants this winter, go to PaulParent.com to get a free email newsletter every Thursday morning. It's free, it's informative, and the topics will change with the season. I also include some cool music videos of the music groups we grew up singing when music was music. I put a new recipe to keep you eating your vegetables, a garden quote to keep you thinking about the garden during a cold winter. Go to PaulParent.com.
I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist, here to introduce new all-in-one weed and feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover. Plus, it kills crabgrass all in one easy step. And it has microfeed action, which creates a more nutritious, resilient root zone. That's the key to a healthy green lawn. Make the switch and try the one that weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
New all-in-one weed and feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions. Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
Are your window boxes and containers wilting on these hot days of summer? Do you spend countless hours watering your garden? Well, it's not too late to change that with soil moist granules. Just punch a few holes in the soil near the plant and add a pinch or two of soil moist granules. The soil moist granules will swell 200 times, holding the water in the soil for your plants to use. Established plants like roses, vegetables, annuals, perennials, and new shrubs and trees will stop wilting. That's soil moist.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Welcome back to the Paul Frank Karting Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4221. Again, that phone number here is 855-660-4261. And we're in the middle of a little bit of a heat wave here, but we'll be all right after this. It's summer, right? We're still in July. So we're definitely going to be all right to deal with it. So definitely something to just get over, I guess, at this point, right? We do have a call on the line, so I want to get right to that. Nathan, who's up first today?
Chris is in New Hampshire.
Chris, welcome to the Ballpark Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Good morning, Patrick.
Good morning.
I've been listening to you for a while now, and your dad for a very long time before that.
Thank
you. So I have this old house that has two large yucca plants that in the 4 years that I've been here have never bloomed.
Okay. What type of yucca is it?
Your standard spiny... I'd like to say white-flowered, but I don't know.
Is it just the just a straight green?
Yes.
Okay. And how long? You said 3 years?
This is my fourth summer here.
Okay.
And they have never bloomed.
Okay. I'm trying to think. So I know with some of them, it does take a few years for them to be established, but if it was established there...
Yeah.
You know, maybe
I think they've been here a very long time.
So,
20 years or more, and what am I doing that's not making them bloom?
So what are you doing for fertilizer for them?
In the spring, they get Milorganite or Garden Tone. And then when I water the lily bed just before it sets bud with the super bloom, they get some of that too.
Okay. The super bloom is good to have, especially if you want to have a phosphorus rich type soil, that type fertilizer, to really help them. So that's a good thing to be doing. You know, they, you haven't even seen anything pop up, right?
Not even a spear of a bud, nothing.
So they do get pollinated from a moth, a specific moth. I don't know the exact name of the moth. That could be part of it.
I have plenty of moths here of all different kinds.
Okay. It's interesting because one of the reasons why I asked you how long it was has been there is because it does take a number of years before it gets to maturity, and that's when they start to bloom. It can take up to 10 years for it to happen. So obviously you said it's pretty established, so that doesn't seem to be the issue. You said you fertilize with a garden tone early.
Yes. As soon as, well, usually by mid-April, mid to the end of April is when I try to get, as soon as the ground is clear.
Okay.
And warms up.
So what I would like you to start with is start with the phosphorus-rich fertilizer early in the spring, that super bloom that you use.
Okay.
Maybe using like a super phosphate when it comes to the, a granular, so it's a slower release into there.
The super bloom is a granular.
Okay. So, that, get that in there early to push some of that growth early to give it something so that it starts to develop earlier for you.
Start thinking flowers sooner.
Yeah. Well, so it's what will happen is at the beginning of the season, it'll grow. It'll get the plant, get that fertilizer and kind of slow down in there and get it released over time. Whereas the super phosphate is going to get there right away. Whereas when you use that, the super bloom later in the season, it's almost too late, if you will, to get it really started. So that would be something I would do to help try and get it going. It's odd to me that it should take a number of years, but it, like you said, it's already established. I think that's going to be one thing to do with it. There are some that don't completely flower, but I don't think that's what's going on here. If you want, you can hang tight during the break. I'll try to look up some things in my books here, see if there's anything else we can add to it.
Okay, thank you.
You want to hang tight, all right? I'm going to take a break. I'll be right back.
For a beautiful garden that's healthy and safe, use Dramatic Organic Fertilizers by Dram. It's the organic choice to produce brilliant fruits and vegetables that are healthy for your family. And because it's all natural, it's safe for barefoot fun and playful pets. Available at your local garden center or nursery, ask for Dramatic Organic Fertilizers. Visit us online at dram.com. Dramatic Organic for dramatic results.
Esfoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers. It's fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Esfoma.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Demonstrations became riots in several cities overnight as police in Seattle used flashbang grenades to disperse protesters after a day of confrontations. In Oakland, protests turned violent as about 600 people were marching in support of the ongoing Portland protests against the death of George Floyd. Oakland's main police station was vandalized and a debris fire was set at the county courthouse. Then Cat 1 Hurricane Hanna hit Texas late yesterday. It has since weakened to a tropical storm, but the heavy rains will continue through today. State Emergency Chief Nim Kidd says, despite the pandemic, they've been prepared for this.
It was last week and a half ago, that we've had virtual exercises with all of our coastal partners to respond, and so I know they're engaged and they're ready.
He says shelters do have plenty of PPE. And this is USA Radio News. We told you about that Hurricane Hannah hitting the Texas coast yesterday. Another hurricane named Douglas is hitting Hawaii today. Maui County could see 5 to 10 inches of rain from it through tomorrow, and it's likely all of the state's islands will feel some impacts from the storm. A record-setting TV host has passed away. Regis Philbin set the record for most hours on TV over a career that spanned from the early 1960s through just a few years ago. His affable personality and humor made him a hit. President Trump saying of him just a couple of years ago,
Regis doesn't really understand how important he is, and there's something very beautiful about that.
Among the few celebrities often known by their first name only, Regis died at 88 at his home in Manhattan early Sunday. UFO researcher Chris Rutowski says sightings of unidentified flying objects around the world have risen by 50% since the pandemic began. And this is USA Radio News.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Carpet Club. Phone number here is 855-660-4261. Before the break, we were talking with Chris in regards to a yucca plant that hasn't flowered yet. You know, it's been 3 years at the house. Seemed to have been established already. One thing I didn't ask Chris was, you know, I'm assuming light-wise, is in full sun?
The one on the corner of the house gets about 6 hours of sun, and the one on the corner of the orchard gets a full day.
Okay. Now, you know, it's... So, basically... I'd love for you to start with that phosphorus, that heavy, like a super phosphate type early in the season.
Okay.
It does love the heat, and when it gets the heat, that's when it can shoot up the flowers. Some of the yucca will take 3 to 4 years. Some will take 5 to 10 years before it flowers. So that could be part of it, depending upon the variety. So, you know, it's... You know, everything I've seen and I've looked up kind of says the same thing. It asks those same questions. How's the lighting? How old is it? How long has it been there? What'd you use for fertilizer? The only other thing would be sometimes they like a very well-drained soil.
That's not a problem here.
So, you know, that's... And we've kind of gone down the list of everything that could be when it comes to this. And so I'm wondering if it's, you know, the adding some of the superphosphate. And then the other thing is maybe it's just a couple years away from blooming. Maybe it's this next season. You said you've been there for 3 years. So
actually,
maybe next year.
This is my fourth summer here.
Okay. So, you know, it could be one of those ones that's going to need to take some time before it flowers, because sometimes yuccas just, they have a mind of their own. They do what they want. But next spring, I definitely recommend using the superphosphate early to try and push some growth. It does love the heat, so the heat would help push some of those blossoms going forward as
yeah,
well.
Yeah, they're both on the south side of the property, so they get plenty of heat.
Okay. Yeah, it's, you know, sometimes they just don't want to bloom, unfortunately, and that could be part of it.
Okay.
All righty. Well, good luck. I wish I had some more info for you on it. It's just, you know, I've kind of checked every box on it. It's interesting, and I just think it might be one that's not gonna flower for either a number of years or
yeah,
might
well,
just
I have
not.
I have exhausted my resources as far as my library of garden books and stuff, so I thought, well, I'll ask Patrick, and hopefully other gardeners listening can say, oh, by the way, if you throw a handful of pepper at it, it'll bloom.
Yeah,
so,
yeah. That would be nice, right?
Right.
That magic bullet in the chamber there, that would be great.
Okay, thank you, Patrick.
All right, thanks, Chris. Have a great one.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. We have some more calls on the line. Nathan, who's up next?
Frank's in Nashua.
Frank, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Yes, good morning, Patrick.
Good morning.
In May, I planted some giant sunflower seeds outside, and the plants were doing well until about, I'd say, 3 or 4 weeks ago when I noticed something was eating the leaves. So I checked for insects, and I didn't see any insects that I could see or any signs of them like droppings. So I sprayed the leaves with 7. But I don't know if that really did any good because I think there was still damage being done after that.
Okay.
So I was just wondering what could possibly be causing this.
So you said that the leaves are being eaten?
Yeah.
Like they're being chewed from the outside, from the inside?
I would say definitely from the inside. So I don't think it's an animal.
Okay.
I think it's some type of insects because they're not getting the, I guess, the stems and the leaves.
Yep.
So that you see, like, little ridges, little curves inside where it's being eaten out.
Yes, and you said it's still going. It's still happening.
It may have stopped a little bit or slowed. They're about half eaten now. So, as I said, I hit it with the 7 about 2 or 3 weeks ago. So
okay.
May or may not. I noticed damage after that, so.
Well, so it's
situation.
So with the chewing from the inside, it's more of like a from the outside. You know, it could be a type of beetle. There's tons right now of Japanese beetles out there that you'd see a lot more of them. But that's the idea. It's probably something along those lines. So you're on the right track with what you're using. 7. You could use 8. Whichever one. Basically, they're pretty close to the same product. So you're on the right track. What I would look at doing is spraying that probably again. And not only just spraying the sunflowers, do you have surrounding plants that are, you know, close to it?
I have some, yeah.
You know, take a look at those. Even if they're not being chewed or something along those lines, spray those around there as well, as long as they're not something that you're going to eat. You know, 7 is a synthetic, so you'd have to look at something more organic if that was the case. But I'd spray around it. It's most likely... there's a number of things it could be. There could be it could be maybe some aphids or something along those lines. There could be you would see, actually, if you had aphids, you'd see some difference there. But it's usually like a beetle type that was going after it, which is interesting because the beetle would chew from the outside, which is what you have. So that's why I'd say spray the 7 again. I think 7, I'd have to look at the bottle myself, but it has like a 14-day, it wants you to spray every 14 days. Take a look at the bottle. Because sometimes what will happen is you have different stages of the insect, and 7 will go more towards the adult on the insect. So you have to almost do a couple rounds of sprays to it. again, I would spray the surrounding plants as well, just so they don't move from one area to the other. Mm-hmm. You're not seeing, I mean, when you look underneath the leaves, obviously, you look in the crevices, you're not seeing much of anything.
Yes, I haven't seen anything, you know, no small insects or droppings or liquid or anything like that. It's very strange. And you know, I check repeatedly, you know, over days, and I can't catch the little buggers.
Yeah. You know, it seems like it would be a beetle, but you would see those beetles because the amount that they've just been everywhere right now with a Japanese beetle. So that's the crazy part on it, but there could be a number of other beetles. There's like a sunflower beetle that is out there. And they, you know, you don't see them as often. It's not one that you're looking for, whereas the Japanese beetle would be one that you'd see at this point more often. So I think you're on the right track with the seven. And again, take a look at the back of the package. It might say 14 to 21 days of how often to spray. And if you did it 2 weeks ago, definitely spray again. You'd have to take a look at the weather and see what day it's going to be basically not as extremely hot as it is. We don't want it to be over 85 when you spray something along those lines. You're looking almost midweek at this point. When it's too hot, it's got a little bit of an oil base to it. When it sits there, you could burn the plant itself. So you kind of need to find a day when it's not going to be as hot. Maybe it's, you know, at night if it's cooled down a bit for the night and it's going to be there for, you know, 12 hours to help it dry down. But usually you're looking for like an 85 or lower degree day to spray most any spray. It acts as like an oil on the outside and it can burn the leaves off of it. And then we're looking at the, you know, even bigger problem. The plant's going to be dying that way. So take a look at the weather and kind of see if maybe there's at night it's going to cool down for a while. I wouldn't look at the temperatures in the morning because the morning are going to have the extreme temperatures come out once the sun starts to rise a little bit more. You know, as today, it's, you know, you look at the temperature, it's in the 70s, maybe mid to high 70s right now, and it's only just going to get hotter. Whereas at night, it kind of cools down for the night and then will gradually go back up. So that might be able to help you that way.
All right. Thank you very much, Patrick.
All right, Frank. Good luck.
Thanks.
Bye-bye. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. I have another call on the line. Nathan, who's up next?
Bob is in Massachusetts.
Bob, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Yes, good morning. I have a problem I'd like to describe to you.
Okay.
I have a concrete sidewalk running up to the front stairs. The front stairs are cast concrete.
Okay.
So what has happened is a grayish discoloration of the concrete surfaces. And on each side of the stairway itself are matching bushes. One is an evergreen about 2.5 foot high. And the other is an attractive item called a gold mop.
Yep.
So in the past, when I had other bushes there, which I wasn't particularly fond of, I would take a very diluted bleach solution and cleanse off the surface, and that would do the trick. However, now I do prize these two sets of bushes on either side of the stairway, and I don't want to do damage with them by applying some solution of some sort, which then might drip over the side, or even after I applied it, the residue followed by rain might produce some drippage, which would be harmful to the plant. So my question boils down to, is there a homemade remedy or a commercial product that might be purchased at a nursery?
So there is a product out there that can actually clean up the surfaces. It's a non-acidic, no bleach product called Wet and Forget.
Wet and Forget.
Yes, and you can just spray it on the surface, and it will slowly clean off the areas. You don't need to worry about it. They have, it's a product my father used to talk about for years, just getting some of that, kind of the grossness, if you will, off of an area. So Wet and Forget is one that I would definitely be taking a look at using to clean any concrete surfaces. You can even use it on the house. But that's definitely the one that I would use, and it would be fine for your plants that are around it.
Okay, and no harm at all then?
It shouldn't do any harm on there. But again, it's called Wet and Forget.
Yep.
Alrighty.
Purchased at a nursery?
You can get it at a nursery garden center. You can get it in a lot of different areas at this point now.
Home Depot or somebody?
I believe so.
All right, thank you, Patrick.
Thanks, Bob. Have a great one. We'll be right back.
How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe as an organic weed and grass killer, no more Roundup. Organic disease control, organic insecticide, organic mold and mildew, BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash, and all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com. Call 860-290-8890. BioSafe.
If you like to garden and want to learn more about the flowering and foliage houseplants this winter, go to paulparent.com to get a free email newsletter every Thursday morning. It's free, it's informative, and the topics will change with the seasons. I also include some cool music videos of the music groups we grew up singing when music was music. I put a new recipe to keep you eating your vegetables, a garden quote to keep you thinking about the garden during a cold winter. Go to paulparent.com.
I'm your BioAdvance lawn care scientist, here to introduce new all-in-one Weedin' Feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover. Plus, it kills crabgrass all in one easy step. And it has microfeed action, which creates a more nutritious, resilient root zone. That's the key to a healthy green lawn. Make the switch and try the one that weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
New all-in-one Weedin' Feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions. Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
Are you tired of insects ruining your trees and shrubs? Need a product that will prevent insect damage on tall trees? Well, Vonide has the answer. Annual Tree and Shrub Insect Control will control trees and shrub-damaging insects, including emerald ash borer, woolly adelgid, and the Asiatic lily beetle. One spring application prevents insect infestation for up to 1 year. Just mix as directed. Pour it at the base of the tree or the shrub, and will travel throughout the entire plant, and it will not wash off.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XE family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech carbine upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendovite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendovite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here, 855-660-4261. Again, that phone number is 855-660-4261. And we do have some calls online, so I want to get right into that. Nathan, who's up next?
Bernie is in Dover, New Hampshire.
Bernie, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Good morning, Patrick. Thanks for taking my call.
Thank you for calling. How can we help you today?
Well, I have some sort of rose plant. The history is my second cousin gave them to me out of my great uncle's garden. It's a plant that probably dates back. Well, he's been gone quite some time, and he was elderly when he passed away, quite old. I'm guessing these plants could be 100 years old. So I never really knew what they were. I guess they would be called a tea rose.
Okay.
I had them planted in an area where they get shaded out, and I kind of ignored them, and they almost died.
You broke up a little bit on me. I'm sorry.
Is that better?
Yeah, you're good there. So I heard you said they kind of not forgot about them, but they've kind of had a little bit of shade. They've kind of haven't done as much to them, right?
Well, a year ago, not this past spring, a year ago spring, I transplanted them to a more sunny area, and they bounced back amazingly.
Mm-hmm.
I use some of the soil moisture crystals. I feed them well. I water them at the base with a drip waterer.
Okay.
So now this year I have had blooms that have gone by. I mean, the plants were heavy, heavy with blooms. The yep. pink roses and white roses. Do I deadhead those?
Yeah, so.
Or do I just leave them go?
I would definitely deadhead them to try and help rejuvenate the plant. So when it comes to a plant along those lines, it's still trying to focus on some of the plants that have it, the some of the flowers, even though they're going by. The idea for any plant is once they flower, they go to seed. To
right.
continue producing more flowers on there, you don't want the plant to go to seed, right? When it goes to seed, it's kind of, all right, it's ran its marathon, it's over, right? I've done my thing. But the idea
okay.
is you want them to continue to go. So I would be, I would definitely be deadheading them, cleaning them up. You basically, you're trying to usually cut back to the first set of leaves. Sometimes on a little bit older to just kind of make them get a little bit more established, a little bit thicker. You can cut back a little bit more, a couple sets of leaves down. I deadheading and cleaning up like that's not going to hurt at all.
Okay.
Okay, and then, you know, you're going to be pruning again in the spring. You're going to remove any of the dead canes,
right.
any of, like, the suckers, any of the canes that maybe go on top of other canes so they're not, like, you know, rubbing the stems on anything.
Okay.
And, you know, at that point, you would be able to cut it back by, like, a third, you know, of the plant to just a couple feet above ground level, maybe a little bit more, depending upon how you would like it. So it's definitely something around, you know, middle of April is when is the best time to really be pruning your roses.
All right.
Okay.
Do you have time for another one?
Sure.
I have some rose hip. I started them from seed a year and a half ago, late winter.
Okay.
And last summer they were in pots. They probably got to be maybe 6 inches tall. So I just left them in the pot. Put them outside where I thought it kind of replicated their environment. This year I put them in the ground, and I have pink and white rose hips that are approaching 3 feet tall. What do I need to do to take care of those?
Well, it's kind of like the same things you were doing before, but the rose hips are something that you might be looking to, you know, use at the end of the season or cut back at the end of the season. You know, continue with a fertilization program like a rose tone would be very helpful. And doing kind of the same process that we talked about with the hybrid tea rose. If not, you can hang tight. All right, we're going to...
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.